Was that the creature that blew down your house?
Yeah, it was the fox.
Don't you mean wolf?
Yeah, wolf. I was lying in bed watching Walker, Texas Ranger, when I heard this commotion outside. There was a mighty gust of wind and a stench of danger when I saw who it was on there and died. Then the shack started shaking, I got claustrophobic, didn't rightly know just what to do. Since I gave up aerobics, my little fat Parker life was through. Then he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed and he commenced to blow the house down. When the shack started falling, I started hauling. There was nothing left but straw all around.
There was nothing left but straw all around.
With one and three in a nice house. We have a fireplace and a kitchen and a...
No. Your first house. Did he blow down your first house?
My first house. Oh, why didn't you ask me that? Yeah, it was that guy.
I was sitting on the couch watching Leave It to Beaver when a thunderous wind began to blow. It come cutting through the house like a big meat cleaver, and it made me shiver head to toe. Then the whole dang house started shaking and a swaying and a twisting and a turning like a top. When I saw Mr. Wolf, he was growling and a grinning. I would soon be one big pork chop. Then he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed. He commenced to blow the house down. When the shack started falling, I started hauling. There was nothing left but sticks all around.
There was nothing left but sticks all around.
Then he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed and he commenced to blow the house down.
When the shack started falling, I started howling. There was nothing left but straw all around.
There was nothing left but sticks all around.
Now it's time, we're heading out of town. Yes, it's time, we're heading out of town.